The three essays composing this small book were written several years ago for publication in the Times Literary Supplement, to the editor of which I owe the encouragement to write them, and now the permission to reprint them. Inadequate as periodical criticism, they need still more justification in a book. Some apology, therefore, is required. My intention had been to write a series of papers on the poetry of the 17th and 18th century, beginning with Chapman and Donne and ending with Johnson. This forbidden fruit of impossible leisure might have filled two volumes. At best, it would not have pretended to completeness. The subjects would have been restricted by my own ignorance and caprice, but the series would have included Aurelian Townsend and Bishop King, and the authors of Cooper's Hill and The Vanity of Human Wishes, as well as Swift and Pope. That which dissipation interrupts, the infirmities of age come to terminate. One learns to conduct one's life with greater economy. I have abandoned this design in the pursuit of other policies. I have long felt that the poetry of the 17th and 18th centuries, even much of that of inferior inspiration, possesses an elegance and dignity absent from the popular and pretentious verse of the Romantic poets and their successors. To have urged this claim persuasively would have led me indirectly into considerations of politics, education, and theology, which I no longer care to approach in this way. I hope that these three papers may, in spite of and partly because of their defects, preserve in cryptogram certain notions which, if expressed directly, would be destined to immediate obloquy, followed by perpetual oblivion.